Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven will be likened to a king who decided to set to accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knee, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me too. Should you not have a pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my Heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus asks us to give 70 times 7, that means many, many, many times. This is our weakness. We ask forgiveness from the Lord, but we do not forgive our companion. And Jesus, through this parable, is telling us, God is always forgiving, but we have to forgive also. So, if we do not forgive, that means our heart is closed. If our heart is closed, then we cannot accept the grace of God. So Jesus is teaching us, in order to receive the grace of God, you have to open your heart. Jesus on earth is always listening, always forgiving, always helping, always consoling. He just wants us to follow his son. Jesus said, come and follow me. Follow his footsteps. Be patient. Be open. Be sincere. Helpful. Jesus give us all the sufficient grace to fulfill this assignment. First, we ask the Lord to forgive us all those moments that we did not forgive completely. And also ask the special grace of the Lord that we live with the heart of Jesus. No matter we go, we share this forgiveness, we share this openness towards our brothers and sisters.